This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Remember that at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, you've got a chance to win the best contest so far this year, tickets and turkeys. It's tickets to Alice in Wonderland, December 6th at the Masonic, One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Fronte, and Spearhead, plus a $100 Safeway gift card so you can pick up a turkey dinner and leave the cook into Safeway. 9 o'clock, your first chance to win. Okay, Rolling Stone has named the best pop year ever.
Oh, boy. What year did Thriller come out? Anyone know?
83.
That's what I would say too. Let's see.
So that's 82.
So here's the thing, though. They've listed the year's best singles. To qualify, the song had to either be released in 84 or have had a significant chart impact that year.
84. You just told us the year. So it's 84.
Shoot.
All right, I'm gonna guess 84.
So I guess right.
80s. Yeah.
80s.
And I will tell you this: the song Thriller itself had enough of an impact 2 years later.
Yeah.
To be, I would have actually guessed 83 was the release on that too, because I thought that was around Christmas time.
November 30th, 1982.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess 1984.
Oh, you are correct, Quinn. Yeah. Wow, great job. And it's funny because looking down this list, I went, "Wow, there are a lot of solid, huge songs from this year, and a lot of sort of like the advent of a lot of like debut stuff from certain people, and there's a couple one hit wonders on here."
Well, think about 80s were the year of Madonna, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Prince,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen. If that
not
counts.
On here, if I'm. Oh no, I'm sorry. There is a Bruce Springsteen song on here.
Yeah.
Men at Work.
That was number 9. They ranked that as number 9. There is no Men at Work on here.
That's weird because they had huge 80s hits.
Yeah.
Down Under and all that.
I have the top 20, so okay. There's 100 of these. You know, I just have the top 20. At number 20 is Van Halen's Panama.
Mm.
Like, that was a screaming great hit.
Keep you know why this crossed over, right? MTV.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, MTV was in its absolute heyday.
It would not have crossed over the way it did without videos.
And I think that 1984 was still early days for MTV, because I don't believe we had MTV yet where I lived. I lived out, you know, an hour south of Boston, pretty rural. But when I would go to friends' houses who lived closer to Boston, they would have it on their cable system, and we just didn't have it where we lived yet. And it was a bummer. By the time I went off to college, though, in late 84, early 85, I think we were getting it. Number 20 is Van Halen, Panama. Ashford and Simpson makes this list.
Oh,
it's pretty wide-ranging. Solid.
Oh, this is a good song.
Solid as a rock.
The things you will say. Sometimes.
What?
That's why.
You didn't hear him?
What
did he say?
This is a good song.
Oh, it is a good song.
It is a good song.
Oh, it's so good.
Get out of here.
It is big. This is a big song.
Woo! It was a hit, at least here in the Bay Area.
Rock.
It was a big ass hit.
Boo.
Shut up.
This band came and went in 1984. Although I will say, you still hear this song all the time. This is one of the biggest one-hit wonders of all time.
Is it a Come On Eileen?
No, it's not. Take on.
Dude, are you cheating, man?
He's cheating.
He's absolutely looking at the hits
of 1984. He went to Rolling Stone and looked up this list.
I didn't. No.
Birthday boy. You know what? We'll let you have it.
We'll let you have it. It's your birthday.
No, I'm not cheating. I was looking up the movies for 1984 that won to see if any of the songs.
I was still prepping the music. Did he just guess 1984 of all the years?
No. I actually said it by accident. I read how they did this. They didn't have to be They had to either be released in 84 or have their major chart success in 84.
And then I said, is it 1984?
That's what I heard.
And she put her head down and went, oh, shoot.
So A-ha's Take On Me, which is still everywhere. It still comes up all the
time.
She
gave a huge clue. She said the band hasn't done anything since.
Right. This is it. They are literally a one-hit wonder. Can anyone name any other A-ha song? Is there another A-ha song?
There is.
Play another one for us.
Let's see.
Yeah, find another A-ha song.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, this is great.
What's this called?
The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Oh, that's a dumb name.
They're all over the synths, too.
Get the singing.
All right, let me jump in.
Is it from the same record? Yeah, this is a no. And I'll bet the video wasn't as good. One of the big reasons for it's a great song, the A-ha song, but that video was absolutely great.
I don't remember.
The cartoon one.
He's a comic book character, and he reaches out of the book and pulls her in, and then all of a sudden she's animated, and it goes from live action to this cool animation.
And then the bad guys start chasing him.
Yeah, that's like that middle. That's that middle section where the.
Yeah. And then he wants to get out of the cartoon. He starts smashing himself against the walls.
Yes, and then he breaks out, and he's in real life, and there she is, like, oh my god, here you are. And she was like such an '80s girl too, like. Not fabulously. She looked like Kelly McGillis, maybe, from... is that the chick's name?
Top Gun.
From Top Gun. Yeah. It was cool. God, I love this video.
You know what I think about is Emma Stone when I hear the song.
Oh,
because,
why? From a movie?
In La La Land, she lip-syncs the song and then makes Ryan Gosling play the keys. And he's like, I'm a real musician. How dare you request this song? Remember that part? No?
Vaguely. I don't remember that.
But
she's
a great lip singer, and she's super funny about it. And
I broke up with that movie the minute it ended.
Stop it.
Hate that ending. Worst ending of all time.
You're
Never
crazy.
Watch La La Land. Not only is it a musical, but the ending is awful.
Oh my god, it's not. It just shows that.
It is
know,
awful though. But
life isn't a Hollywood story.
Or Hollywood isn't a life story. Right?
I'm already living life. I'm trying to watch something that ends properly for once. Christ.
She winds up with my neighbor from when I was a kid. It's all good.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Number 17 on Rolling Stone calling 1984 pop's greatest year. They've got at number 17, Sade.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Smooth operator.
A lot of dudes my age love this chick. Mm. I had dreams about her. I loved her so much.
Yeah,
when I first
met
you, you used to talk about Sade all the time. Like, she'd randomly come up because he was so, like, aware that she was in the world.
I so badly want to bone her.
Still?
Yeah, so I mean, yes.
She still looks as beautiful as she did, 20 years ago?
40 years ago. Well, close, 20, 35 years ago.
Oh, my God.
The 80s were a long time ago.
Yikes.
Oh, that hurts.
1989 was 29 years ago. Like,
what do you got to do that for?
Because I'm just...
Just leave your math out of it.
All right. It was just a long-ass time ago. It's so hard to believe that time. Kids, it goes by fast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste a second. Mm. Damn.
You know, I'm looking at A-ha's albums. They got... At least six here.
Oh, yeah.
That
look,
I can
based
see.
On that one hit, I'm sure the record company was like, you got to have another Take On Me.
I'm sure there were music directors around the country going, this is the next one.
Yeah.
This is the one.
The
next hit.
This is going to be it.
This is their follow-up.
We're going to call it The Sun Shines on Television.
Right. There you go.
Always.
By the way, that song, The Sun Shines on Television or whatever, Always Shines, is from the same album.
Uh-huh.
It's from...
Yeah, that's the second best song they ever did, and it's a piece of poo.
Hunting High and Low.
Oh.
Was the album.
Hunting High and Low.
Oh, you know who's in this?
Who?
I guarantee you Duran Duran's at the top of this list.
Duran Duran is not on this list, believe
what?
It or not.
What?
They may have things that are lower on the charts, but they're not in the top 20. And I'll tell you something. Surprise. At number 16, Tracy Ullman had a hit.
Oh, yeah. I love that. It's cute. It's a cute little song.
Oh, I do know this song.
Yeah. I don't know this.
This feels like 1958 to me.
Right.
I had no idea that this was her.
Yeah.
Or that this was a 1984 song. Is it
you know
a remake?
This, so this sounds like the 50s. There's another band. They're fairly pop. They're called Cults.
Uh-huh.
Not The Cult, but Cults. And it's a female singer. And they sound just like that. That shimmery sort of reverby thing.
Right.
It's they're great.
And they're out right now.
And they're out now. Yeah. Right. It's that sound, though.
I'll give them this one for sure. This was a huge song. And there were two different versions of it. One was in German. It's the other.
99 Luft Balloons.
99 Luft Balloons. It's Nina. And this is another one-hit wonder. Like, I mean, she might have had other German hits, but I don't know anything. Such a gruff language.
It is. It's really hard to sing in German.
It's harsh.
I sometimes watch German porn, and the when they talk, it will take me right out of it.
Oh.
It will.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to turn off.
Should say I watch
what is it
vintage.
About the German porn that does it for you? Like, what is the...
Well, it's just vintage. There's just some hot chicks that... From Germany. Mm.
That do they have like, you know, super short haircuts and
No, it's like the '70s. It's '70s stuff that I'm looking at.
Seems like they're
speaking of old timey stuff.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance.
I just turn the volume off.
No, that's the way a lot of times.
It's not hot.
It's gotta be super grainy too, right?
Since it is, unfortunately. It's not as clear as you'd like. Especially now with the way HD is like whoa, I'm in that picture.
Mm. I live in that room. Get out of my room. I'm done. So that's number 15. John Waite was at number 14 with Missing You. Remember this song? I used to love this tune. Missing you since you've been gone away. I ain't missing you. At number 13, I'm not sure I know this song. It's Nucleus, the N-E-W-C-L-E-U-S. The song is Jam On It. Let's hear this.
This is a great song. This is great.
Remember I told you about my friend John that drove around in the Honda Civic with the big speaker he built and he'd listen to Egypt?
Yeah.
This is the other song that was jamming out of John Curtis's car.
Let me hear this. Is this for real?
Uh-huh.
You don't love this song?
I do. It does sound...
You don't know this?
I do know it.
Oh, that's a
mashup.
Oh,
my God. You mix it in Egypt? Egypt. 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 All right.
Oh, you're tired of that?
So there it is. Oh, you want to keep going?
No, it's all right.
I mean, I'm only on number 13. I got a bunch more to do here. All right. Here's a solid hit. So that's number 13, Nucleus, Jam On It. Number 12 is Pride.
Oh, yeah, you too. How did we not think of that?
I love this song. Number 11 is Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, which this was like her comeback song.
And totally. I love this song.
Remember those legs and that little skirt?
Yeah, walking down the sidewalk as it lights up.
What is the deal? Like those legs, the legs thing is all hype. Like the legs weren't that hot.
They weren't great.
Super muscular or anything.
Great
they
legs.
Were like just
in a short skirt.
Regular
she was an
legs.
Older lady.
Yeah.
I thought her legs were amazing.
But even back in the day when she was with Ike, I mean, that was the thing. Those
her legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You see the Proud Mary videos? Yeah. And
see,
like
I never saw
leg
that.
Going.
Right.
I never saw that her young, but at the time when I was young growing, you know, they're like, oh, legs. Song's not great either.
I have so much respect for Tina Turner.
I'm more of a
she's a survivor.
Come through, yeah.
I'm more of a private dancer kind of guy.
Oh. Well, that's not on the list.
I don't know if you got private dancer ready, but that's
don't have
I
it ready. Do
don't
not
have
know.
It ready.
It's his birthday.
it is his birthday.
The dancer. A dancer for money.
Do what you want me to do.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that's
what are you
terrible,
talking
dude.
It? Yuck. You don't know this song, Bryn?
It's the first time I've heard it, but...
Oh, my God.
Your music will, too.
It's probably the last time I'll hear it.
I'm your private dancer.
But it's your birthday, so maybe I'll play it next
year. Happy
birthday,
buddy. Here's one for you. I guarantee you Hooman loves this song. Sheila E., The Glamorous Life.
Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't?
I know this, too.
Ooh. The glamorous life
with the need.
A man's touch.
She wants to lead.
This is
the glamorous life without
a million times better than Private Dancer. A million.
A million. A bazillion. I'll go a zillion.
Yeah, a zillion times better than Private Dancer.
So there you go. That's number 10. Number 9 was Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Mm. That was a big year for him. Mm. There we go.
All right.
Oh, he gets a millisecond.
Right, there you go.
Well, we played him a little earlier. He was he was one that you guys guessed. Number 8 is Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain.
Oh, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Number 7, and this was another one with a video I really remember, is Don Henley, the Boys of Summer.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a little boy playing the drums. Mm-hmm.
Was it? I don't remember the video, really.
It's in black and white.
But I always loved
this song. Thank.
After the boys of summer have gone.
At number 6, and this was a huge year for her, too. This was off, I believe this was her debut record, Cyndi Lauper.
You will find me.
Time after time.
I
was never really a big fan of hers, but when I saw her in concert a few months ago.
Yeah.
She was excellent.
She's amazing.
She was
live.
So good.
This record was my record. Like this one, I remember when I first got to college, I had this cassette, and everybody had this record, and you heard it everywhere. Mm. Just loved her so much, and she was, you know, had the crazy hair, and girls just want to have fun. Like what girl didn't like that? You know. At number 5 is the song "Thriller" by Michael Jackson, even though it was released. Like 2 years earlier,
why did it become?
It's just that record continued to. I think it was number 1 for 1,000 years, and then it like every song on it had its heyday.
Dude, that album still holds up.
Yeah,
I listened to
absolutely
it.
Great. So, here's a little Thriller. Oh my God, that's funny. So it's the isolated vocals, but with the people dancing in the background. How bizarre! That's great. So that's number 5 on the list. At number 4 is Prince and the Revolution, Let's Go Crazy. At number 3 is Chaka Khan, Let Me Rock You, Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
I Feel For You. And no surprise on number 2. Oh, go ahead, crank this a little.
I think I love you.
I love Chaka Khan.
Boy, Hooman's looking at your cans in this picture.
What?
I was looking at the words on her shirt.
Mine or Yuzi's?
Yours.
Oh.
The words on your
shirt. He loves me.
The shirt. Mm-hmm. Say
more
my
like
name.
In love.
Say my name.
Number 2.
There's a picture on Radio Alice.
Instagram.
Or sorry, Alice973 Instagram. We just took.
This is not one of the songs on the list. And we're about to wrap this list up. So this is the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Rolling Stone's biggest year of pop. They're saying it's the greatest year of pop, and they're saying it's 1984. Number 2 that year, Madonna, Borderline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good song.
It is.
This whole record was great.
Going to lose my mind. Keep on.
And they say that the number 1 greatest pop song from the number 1 greatest year of pop, 1984, was Prince and the Revolution, When Doves Cry.
Oh, really?
I don't disagree.
Maybe I'm just like my
this is a list we can actually get behind.
Anything Prince would have been fine.
Yeah. Can we put this up at Facebook, Sarah and Vinny Facebook
Absolutely.
Page? Tons of people are texting.
Sure right. can.
So there's 100 of them, actually. Maybe just put a link. There you go.
It's all right.
When doves cry. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The mega...
Egypt
is coming up in the news.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be here at 8 o'clock. We'll have tickets for Train and the Goo Goo Dolls, June 15th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Hi, Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Home to real deals for over 30 years and fall into savings event on now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com. Sorry, I was looking through. I started this new feature where I would save the old texts and unfortunately, you know, the ones we don't get to. And this is this week.
Yeah, there's really no need to save
there's
them.
There's no possible. Well, The reason I started saving them is because sometimes they're super relevant to stories we're doing. Don't worry, nothing is spilling. The thing you heard knock over, it's fine. Anyway,
you're so organized.
I know. So anyway, remember that story I did about the mom that breastfed until her child was 9 years old?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have an update on that. And that story lit up our text machine like you cannot believe. Mm. And it ran everything from that woman is a sicko to mothers that did it long past, you know, sure. I guess what is the norm.
Right.
And some mothers said it was because they didn't want to quit. Mm. And other mothers said
it is nice.
They just wanted their child to self-wean and they do it naturally. And
if they haven't done it by 9, it's time for you to step in.
Right. So anyway, I was trying to find the text and couldn't. So, oh well, I can't.
Surprise.
Right. Well, there's a lot of them there, as you can see.
It's like 2 reams of paper from this week.
There's a lot. All right, so where was I? Oh, today is American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout. If you are trying to quit smoking today, you can do this.
Yep.
We got
you. If you're just trying to take the day off from it, just to see if you can. You can. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine. You just stop putting cigarettes in your mouth.
A pack a day for a long time and liked it.
Yeah. Oh, smoking is excellent.
Right.
And that's the problem with it.
Right. But I quit. And you know what? The way I quit was I never stopped trying to quit because I know you fail. I had plenty of embarrassing failures where I made big announcements. And then there I was hiding on the side yard by the trash cans.
4 hours later.
Right. It's not only the Great American Smokeout. Today is also National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. I guess that heads into Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh. And
I'll tell you something. It's a coincidence. We were talking about how we got to get a turkey.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, we got a clear room in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of breast milk in there, tons. Mm. Oh. Frozen breast milk in there.
Nice.
And so all the frozen pizzas, got to find a new home.
Yeah.
We're going to figure that out.
Well, you're going to eat a lot of frozen pizza in the next few days.
I guess so. Something's got to happen because we got a clear room. But it is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. So if you're not doing this regularly, your fridge must stink.
Yeah. It's a thing.
I don't know how you're not doing it regularly, but today's the day.
You know, because things just get put in front of other things and you just keep buying things you've already got and putting them in the...
I'll tell you what makes me go through.
Things go to die.
Is you, first of all, you're running out of room. That's the main reason. But it's when you start going, where is all the Tupperware? That's how I use that term. I don't know what it actually is.
Containers, whatever.
Where are all the containers? And then I realize the fridge is filled with 2 bites of this and 2 bites of that that no one ever went back and got.
I am so anti-saving leftovers. Like, unless it's a soup or something that you put in and it's in the vessel and you're going to reheat it in that thing. Like, because the intention is that you're going to eat it and no one ever does. It never winds up getting eaten. There is macaroni that I saw yesterday from that shrimp macaroni I made. When was that? Middle of last week? Like, maybe a week ago Tuesday?
Oh, because fish is...
No, the fish is... That was separate. I did the shrimp separately, and then there was the pasta with the pesto on it.
So just the pasta
left. It's this huge thing of pasta. But I made a ton of it, and it hasn't been touched. I'm like, can we throw that out? I might eat that. I'm like, no, okay. Yeah, fine.
I'm surprised your brother doesn't come through. I mean, he's got a big appetite. He's a big boy. I'm surprised he doesn't come through and clean that out for you.
You see their fridge. It is full of stuff. And my brother is anti-soup and anti-leftovers. He won't eat either.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
A man of his size and proportion and hunger won't eat leftovers?
No. He'll go to a sandwich place and get a sandwich before he would just eat something out of his own fridge.
Wow. I'm shocked.
It's crazy. And soup. Soup is delicious.
I'll eat soup
every day.
I had lentil soup.
Oh, lentil soup.
The other night.
I got to text John. I want some lentil soup.
So good.
Soup is so great. I love
it. I told you that easy fudge that my mom had been passing off as home cooked forever.
Yeah, the Progresso soup.
It's great.
She adds onions. What?
That's adorable.
Well, she adds onions and macaroni, but still, I mean, I thought she was making lentil soup.
She was. Rip.
No, she wasn't.
She just wasn't telling you that it was.
3 weeks ago, there was one ticket that won $1.5 billion in the Mega Millions jackpot.
And?
Whoever bought that ticket in South Carolina still has not come forward to claim the prize.
No.
They only have 180 days to do it, so the clock is ticking.
Do you think that maybe they're setting up trusts and
Or they don't know.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you something. I want you to... I'm going to ask you something. Sorry. Right. You win. You have one little square piece of paper worth $1.5 billion. Are you able to withhold going and turning that in for 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 8 weeks? One piece of paper represents all that money.
Well, I think the first thing I do is I sit on the couch holding it gently in my hands and I say, John, go right now and buy the best fireproof safe you can buy.
I'll wait here.
Yeah, I'm going to be holding this. I'll wait here. I'm not going anywhere. And then we put it in there, and then we start making calls to, I would call, you know, I'd get a lawyer immediately and get someone to set up the financial vehicle to put that money into. Because that's the thing. You can't just dump that into your checking account.
Right, except that your neighbor weirdly notices this giant fireproof safe
being put in. No, it's small.
What do you got going on over there, John? What's going on? And now all of a sudden you're thinking, our neighbor's going to steal our ticket. That bastard. And now you got stuff creeping into your head while you're trying to climb into
bed.
Now I
got to call like a steel fabrication company and have them clad the outside of my house in steel. That's going to be a little suspicious. I don't care, though.
The conspiracies that would be keeping me up at night.
Yeah.
I would never sleep. I would have to turn it in right away. So to your point.
Yes, I could keep that under wraps. And I would, too. I would get set up for that.
Okay, so then it is possible that there's a human being out there that could have one tiny sliver of paper worth $1.5 billion and they'd still be able to sleep at night.
You know, it'll be fine as long as they don't know they have it. That's the thing with lottery tickets. If you were to look at one a week later and go, holy crap, this is the winning ticket, that whole week you'd look back on it and go, oh my God, that when I lost my purse that time, when I left my wallet at the restaurant, oh my God. You think of all the chances that you took. Things have not changed. It's still the same piece of paper you were carrying around like it was nothing.
The safe idea, though, I wouldn't be able to lock it up without seeing it. Because now it's locked up. Yeah, it's fireproof. But now I'm carrying the safe. At some point, I'm like, is it still in there?
I would constantly be checking the safe.
And I would lock and open the safe about 400 times before I ever put the piece of paper in there. Just to make sure that I wasn't going to get locked out.
I'm telling you, I'm glad that you think you have the ability, and I believe you. I would have to turn that ticket in right away, and I wouldn't sleep until I do. Because
would you get an armed guard and police escort to take you to the lottery?
No, I think that I would honestly, that in truth, I feel like I would just not sleep for a while, however long it took for me to put the things in place necessary, the lawyer or whatever, I wouldn't sleep. I'd be all about those Pete's coffees and the high energy, the cold brews. I'd be double-fisted, staying awake. Because I have the same issue that you were just mentioning. I would shut it in the safe and then open it right back up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm pathetic. I have serious problems like that. I wouldn't be able to do it. So I would turn it in right away.
I think I could hold that.
You could?
I think you'd have to because, you know, like I said, I don't think you can dump $1 billion into, you know, your checking account. Maybe you can. I don't know. I wouldn't try it. I would set up a total vehicle and get a trust drawn up. And I would pay extra for the drive. I'd be like, let's get this done ASAP. I'm going to pay you a premium for you to drop all other work you're doing right now and just put this together.
I am your only client.
Yes.
So back
as of right now, that is the case.
Back to the story. Whoever won the $1.5 billion Mega Millions in South Carolina, they have not claimed their prize. This was 3 weeks ago, and they have 180 days to do it.
Can you imagine?
So the clock is ticking.
Living anywhere in South Carolina and knowing that someone from your state had won and not go tearing through your tickets. Maybe they were on vacation.
I don't know.
What are they doing?
They say here that if the person... This is the weirdest part of the story.
Okay.
If the person never claims it, all of the states that kick in for the Mega Millions jackpot get their money back, and they can use the money however they want. They can put it back toward the lottery, and I don't even know what that means. What's...
As in
expenses to keep the lottery.
No, probably pump up whatever the jackpot is.
No, I don't. Okay, if you say so.
I don't know.
Or they can use it for education and taxes.
You know, here's the scam with the lottery, though, because we always hear that they're...
Education that was education. The reason it passed, why yeah. we voted it in.
But what happened is they base the state funding and federal funding for schools on what they think the lottery is going to put in. And so it's actually just offsets what we get. If we didn't have the lottery at all, we'd be getting more money from the state. It doesn't increase the budget. It just is part of what comes in. It's kind of a...
Rip.
It's kind of a rip.
Yeah, totally.
It's not extra money for the schools. It's the money the schools were going to get anyway, and the state pays less.
415 says, remember the family that won part of the $1.6 billion in L.A. didn't claim till months later, and they quietly sold their house and disappeared right before claiming it.
That's the way to do it.
Good on them.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's the case here, that the person has the ticket somewhere safe, a safety deposit box or whatever. They photographed it. Copied it
5,000 times.
5,000
right.
copies are all over the house, you know, stashed around the state. I don't know, but all right.
Did you do the follow-up story with the breastfeeding lady?
I was going to, but
we had
there
a couple of texts going, hey, what happened with that
no
story?
No, I never. Well, so the thing is, there's a woman, she's an actress in
England.
Hold on. Sharon Spink. As I started to see the follow-up story, I tried to find the texts, and that's where you caught me. You caught me in the middle of trying to find the text that went with
right.
the story. And so I never really got properly prepared for this. But
we do tend to meander.
Right. Sharon Spink is 50. You saw photos of her breastfeeding her 5-year-old daughter, who's now 9. Mm-hmm. And just recently, Charlotte, the daughter... just recently stopped breastfeeding.
Right. So she was 9 years old and still breastfeeding.
Right. The picture we saw, she was 5. That's mm-hmm. the one with mom with a big smile. She's topless.
And a big child in her lap.
And a child across her lap. It feels graphic. Obviously, this is a very natural process. In that case, it felt unnatural to me. Mm. You?
It seems a little much.
Right. Anyway, Sharon is the British mom who attracted global intrigue and ire after she went public with the fact that she breastfed her daughter until the age of 9. And she's saying, look, the news people kept coming to me because I was so outspoken about breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to keep putting the story out there. And I agreed, she says, to keep giving interviews purely to raise awareness. I'm not out there trying to put my story in the news for any other reason than natural weaning off of breastfeeding is what I believe in, is what she's saying. But boy, did she catch it. She's saying...
right in the chopper.
The comments ranged from that she's nuts, perverted, selfish, or a pedophile.
Yikes.
And we did get a text from someone that said, this smacks of pedophilia. Which I didn't believe in
right,
at all.
I disagree with that.
But that's the kind of thing you get nowadays when you go public on
lucky
social media.
Yeah. There's going to be as many people applauding you as booing you.
Completely hammered.
You are booing yourself.
Anyway, booing yourself. And when I did the story a couple days ago, yesterday or the day before, I also looked up the actresses that this woman actually, she named them, Maim Bialik. And Alanis Morissette, she named a couple, and there are more, but they've also been outspoken about right. saying that they breastfed until their child said, I'm good. And we had stories from everything from a mom who was trying to get her kid off, and her kid was like, they would have fights every night. Mm-hmm. That was one of the texts that I read. It's a thing.
It is a thing.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Give me one.
Jaws was the first major movie to film in the ocean. Up until then, all water scenes were filmed in lakes or on sets.
Interesting.
The thing about people committing suicide around the holidays is a myth. According to the CDC, suicides are actually lower in December than any other time of the year.
That's not true. That is not
true.
CDC
says it's true. Look it up.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
We're not talking about the Golden Gate Bridge. We're talking about overall suicides.
Well, so the Golden Gate Bridge is the number one suicide destination in the world.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
You don't have anything to back up
your
rebuttal.
I do.
Back it up. With what?
With the fact that the number one suicide destination in the world, like, spikes during that month.
Doesn't matter.
Thing
about people committing suicide around the holidays is a myth, according to the CDC.
I believe the CDC.
I don't believe
suicides are actually lower in December than any other time of the year. People with blue eyes are more likely to be alcoholics than people with any other eye color.
Oh, wow.
Who has blue eyes out here? Anyone?
None of us have blue eyes.
No, none of us.
Oh, my friend does.
Oh, Aaron's got blue
who's
eyes.
Who's your friend?
Aaron. She's the one, she's the chef, the caterer who made our sandwiches for
today. We're
getting
food for Hooman's birthday. We get presents on Hooman's birthday.
Hooray!
Hooman's birthday is my favorite day of the year.
Yay!
Mike Myers threatened to quit Wayne's World because producers wanted to use Guns N' Roses instead of Bohemian Rhapsody for the famous car headbanging scene. Almost quit.
Yeah, and they needed him.
If you grunt when you hit a tennis ball, your shot will be approximately 3.8% faster.
Oh.
You got to get Monica Salas doing it. She's probably the most
Monica
famous.
Monica Salas is the best one?
Well, she used to get like fined and penalized for grunting so much.
Right. Wow. Did she do that to mess with the opponent?
No, for the 3.5 miles
any,
faster.
That there would be, it's hard to believe that there would be a problem with
I'm sure
a pro tennis player grunting.
Oh,
let him grunt.
No, it's completely obnoxious.
Oh,
oh my God, don't laugh. The first, listen to this.
Okay,
here's America.
America.
The first female senator was Rebecca Latimer Felton from Georgia in 1922.
Oh.
She was also the last person in Congress that owned slaves.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Holy cow.
Crunch.
I have questions about that fast fact.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Dang.
707 says, Vinny's story about John Curtis speaker and playing that song Egypt and Jam on it has me laughing. People are driving by thinking I'm a weirdo. Listen.
You might be.
In the 80s, what proper suburb didn't have a guy in a tan Honda Civic filled with speakers?
Yeah.
Built all around, put anywhere in the car.
We had that guy
could.
In my town.
Yep.
Playing Egypt and Jam on it with a clean piece of cardboard in back. And you know what that's for.
So for his breakdancing?
You got it. Pull
oh my
out
God,
the cardboard,
hilarious.
Throw it down, leave the backup.
Go on, Vinny.
Go, Vinny.
Go, Vinny.
You got to watch this show. RadioAlice.com/watch.
Oh, no. Don't watch this.
Keep going. Keep
I'm
on
done.
Going. Vinny obviously had his own clean piece of cardboard.
Yeah,
I didn't.
He's going to spin. You ever try and do a head spin? You ever do
no,
it?
No, but I just thought about doing it for you and realized it would hurt the little knob on my hat. So I'm not going to go there. See that?
I see it.
It's made of metal.
Just take off your hat.
I don't want to do that. Then the lookers will complain that my head is too shiny.
We got a break.
What?
Coming up, but Game of Thrones.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.